We have to go, I said. Our ship is... The Queen Anne's Revenge was a very long way away. The shortest route was across the chasm, and we just destroyed the only bridge. The only other possibility was through the sheep. Tyson, I called. Can you lead the flock as far away as possible?
The sheep want food.
I know. They want people food. Just lead them away from the path. Give us time to get to the beach, then join us there. Tyson looked doubtful, but he whistled.
Come, sheepies. People food this way.
He jogged off into the meadow, the sheep in pursuit. Keep the fleece around you, I told Annabeth, just in case you're not fully healed yet. Can you stand? She tried, but her face turned pale again.
Oh, not fully healed.
Clarice dropped next to her and felt her chest, which made Annabeth gasp. Ribs broken, Clarice said. They're mending, but definitely broken. How can you tell? I asked. Clarice glared at me. Because I've broken a few, runt. I'll have to carry her. Before I could argue, Clarice picked up Annabeth like a sack of flour and lugged her down to the beach. Grover and I followed. As soon as we got to the edge of the water, I concentrated on the Queen Anne's Revenge. I willed it to raise anchor and come to me. After a few anxious minutes, I saw the ship rounding the tip of the island.
Incoming!
Tyson yelled. He was bounding down the path to join us, the sheep about 50 yards behind, bleeding in frustration as their cyclops friend ran away without feeding them. They probably won't follow us into the water, I told the others. All we have to do is swim for the ship.
With Annabeth like this? Clarice protested.
We can do it, I insisted. I was starting to feel confident again. I was back in my home turf, the sea. Once we get to the ship, we're home free. We almost made it, too. We were just wading past the entrance to the ravine when we heard a tremendous roar and saw Polyphemus scraped up and bruised, but still very much alive, his baby blue wedding outfit in tatters, splashing toward us with a boulder in each hand.